Hi, I'm Iconic and Beyond Reproach, and I'm Allison.
And I'm mad at my parents, so I've decided to support my boyfriend's new neo-Nazi school club / vigilante group. I'm Evan.
And we are Cheryl's Bitches. This episode, okay, there are many moments that are out of pocket, but there is one moment I completely forgot about, and it needs to be like a Riverdale meme. Like, I don't know how it got lost.
There were multiple times where I screamed at my television, just, how is this show real? During this episode.
This is maybe the episode that you can say we lost the plot a little bit, but I think
we truly lost the plot on this one.
We gained the plot.
Gain a lot of plot, actually, including starting with yet another pretentious Jughead opening narration.
I gotta say first, this is chapter 17, the town that dreaded sundown. Truth.
They dread sundown, which Jughead tells us right from the get-go, and says that the town is on edge because there is a serial killer on the loose. And he informs us of some going-ons in the town, such that there's going to be a town meeting hosted by Mayor McCoy, also in large part because of Alice and her poor journalistic practices. There is increasingly strong tensions between the north and the south side of Riverdale. What?
Insert yourself into this universe. You actually inserted this universe into your town.
I need to leave. Anyways, so also Archie has a gun and he's practicing. There we go.
Evan, I'm sorry to say this. This is a tough episode to be an Alice stan. Some mistakes were made.
Really hard out here for us. We're struggling. We're in the trenches for this one.
So that's Jughead's little overview of what's going on. We see Veronica and her parents talking in the morning, and her parents do not like the video. And Hermione's like, "You're done dating Archie," which. There's no way you could think that this is going to work. Like, come on. Yeah, how do you even believe that this is going to work? But secretly, Hiram is actually pretty happy about the, quote, chaos and confusion. Because obviously Hiram is a snake.
And Veronica, as we mentioned, is not going to obey her parents and says, "This isn't Amish country, Mom. I can date who I want to date."
Hell yeah. Anyways,
then Alice is scolding Betty for helping Polly run away to the farm. And Betty's like, "What do you mean? It's for the best. She's safe there from the serial killer in town." And then Alice, in probably her only semi-good moment in this entire episode, is like, "I'm just deeply concerned for both of your safeties, like yours and Polly. And it stresses me out so much." And she starts crying and runs away.
Yeah, this is pretty fair. I mean, like, I get both sides. Alice wants her to be close so she can protect her, but Betty thinks that it's safer to just leave Riverdale, so that's pretty fair.
Yeah.
So next we see Fred watching Archie's video, and he's like, "Okay, no, you need to take this down." And Archie, unfortunately, says that he already did, but people keep sharing it. Because remember, kids, if you post something on the internet, it's there forever. This reminds me of like when people say problematic things on TikTok lives and there's like 8 recordings of it, because like everyone is just apparently like recording their screen at all moments.
It's like Azealia Banks' Instagram live moments. They're somehow just always recorded. But then Fred reminds him that he's antagonizing a serial killer who shot his dad, and I was like, Oh, Archie.
He's trying to help.
Betty then asks Jughead to go to Riverdale High for lunch. And Jughead says, no, I have to at least maintain a semblance of being a student here, is his response. But then he hangs up the phone call because he sees students watching Archie's video. And this also shows Betty finding a suspicious envelope with her name written on it in like black paint, I think. I couldn't tell if they were trying to go for like, it's written in blood, or if it was just like sketchy black paint.
I thought it was just like a black Sharpie.
Okay.
Like a thick
Listen,
one.
Listen, you don't, Riverdale would do that though.
Written in blood. No, I don't think so.
Anyways, so then Jughead goes and talks to the Serpents who are watching the video, and they call Archie sick in the head, which, yeah. And then they say that Fangs needs to earn his serpent stripes, and they're gonna let him do this by bringing him Archie's head, which, like...
I believe that's a metaphor. I don't think he actually needs to kill Archie and decapitate him.
Probably not, but it'd be funny if they meant that.
They seem to change the like Southside induction, the serpent induction rituals, because like that's not what happens in the future when
they change like people. 10 times, I swear. It's also gendered, which is weird to me.
Freaking serpents, man. You're telling me a gang is slightly misogynistic? No way.
But we'll see the like female serpent intro, and there's no way Tony did that. But then Jughead says that Archie is milquetoast and a lame target, and they should go after the Black Hood. But then Sweet Pea says, no, the Black Hood is targeting Northsiders, so actually he's a hero.
Okay, like, I understand that like Alice is peddling a lot of like anti-South Side rhetoric, and they probably don't like the Northsiders. My question is, like, they shot random high schoolers, and I know these are also high schoolers, but like, don't you kind of think that that's wrong? Like, I don't really get what like Moose and Midge doing drugs in a car and the serpents want them dead.
Yeah, I don't know. I have questions. Also, like, this is, I know, like, Alice is pushing it in the Riverdale Register or whatever, but this whole, like, North Side, South Side feud, like, about the Black Hood just randomly appears in this episode and is, like, so aggressive, and it's never been mentioned before, and there are, like, only evidence, which we'll talk about later, is that it's a South Side person, is that they've only killed North Side people, which, like, I don't know, to me that means that it's probably someone from the North Side. Like,
it's targeting, I mean, like, Fred, Mrs. Grundy, and Moose and Midge are, like, the current victims. Which, like, again, it's like, Mrs. Grundy, why do you all want freaking ex-Riverdale High music teacher dead? Like, we know she did. I don't think the South Side Serpents do, so it's like, you really just want this random lady dead? Like, I don't know. It's a little too aggressive.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. So, on the other hand, Archie, I said, feels badass and is Delulu because he thinks he's thriving. Like, he is just delusional. That's the best way to put it. He's like, we did it. Like, the Black Hood is scared of me shirtless, and like, I just saved the town. But Veronica does not feel the same way. And she basically confronts him and like asks why he posted this insane video and that her parents want to forbid her from dating Archie. And Archie's confused because Hiram encouraged it. And that's what Archie says. And we know that happened because we saw that last episode. And Veronica does, like, instantly believe him. Like, she's like, that would be something he would do. So,
I didn't quite instantly believe him because he said Hiram told him to. And she said, what, line up a bunch of semi-naked boys straight out of Lord of the Flies, put them in red ski masks, and deliver some Unabomber manifesto? Is that what he said you should do?
But it kind of is. So, like, she was just...
No, it is what he told him to do. Irony was right. It's just, like, she had a moment where she was like... Yeah. And then she had to be like, she was like, no, yeah, you're right.
She would. That's so my dad. So then Archie gets called to the principal's office because although he sanctioned the red circle, he did not sanction this. And the solution, or like the punishment, is that there's going to be no football team until the red circle is disbanded, which, like, okay. Has it ever been a punishment for anything? Like, we're gonna disband the local football team to punish Archie? Like, I guess he assumes that all the other people are the football players, which is right, but like,
yeah,
not really up into that.
Here's my question though. Is it football season? I don't think it is.
Isn't it?
I think so, because like it's post-winter, right?
Oh, yeah. Wait, is it? Yeah, because it's not the next year yet.
It's like spring of their sophomore year.
That's probably why he was like, I can disband it. We're not.
I can disband the football team. It doesn't matter. They're not doing anything anyways.
Yeah. Okay, so it's not even an actual punishment. No. And I said, Archie has trauma and says no. Because he has like these flashbacks to the Black Hood hurting different people, and he's like, no. So, yeah, Archie's having a tough time.
Then Kevin decides to stand up for himself for once in his life and confronts Betty and says, Betty, okay, so telling my dad about me cruising the woods, not cool. He even told my mom about it. Also, I've re-upped my online membership to redstatemeat.com, so there will be no cruising in the foreseeable future.
I was on the floor for this one. God. Oh, Kevin. I love that
this isn't even like the point of the scene. It's like a throwaway joke.
Well, okay. The thing is, I'm like, they only had Kevin finally stand up for himself because Betty needs like another character to tell the secret to.
Yeah.
For the plot. And like everyone else is busy with other plot lines. So they literally were just like, okay, we need Kevin to, like, I don't know, actually stand up for himself for once, because I don't know if it ever happens again.
Like it ever does. I'm still not over redstatemeat.com. Who wrote that? I have so many questions. Doesn't this take place in, like, Riverdale's supposed to be in New York. New York is like a solidly blue state.
Well, upstate. It's upstate New York. So he feels upstate. Like he's in a red state.
It feels like he's in a red state, but it's still not a red state. Like, I don't... Is it a dating website?
They don't let you make an account if they're like, prove your home address?
Like, why... Why are they so obsessed with Kevin going on dating apps when he's a sophomore in high school? Like, that's all I could think about. Like, earlier, they were like, just go on Grindr, which you have to be 18 to be on.
I think sometimes people can lie about their age on the internet. It's fucked up, but it has happened.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is they're like saying this is a safer alternative.
Yeah. I don't know if the Riverdale writers are that concerned about like creating good role models for children of America. As we can see by pretty much every single character's action this episode.
Right, you're right. Anyways, so I will forever stay laughing at redstatemeat.com. And this sadly is cut short because Kevin notices that Betty's just staring at this envelope. And he's like, what's going on here? And it's a letter from the Black Hood for Betty, saying that he's doing everything for her and that her speech at the town hall inspired him.
creep.
Yeah.
Creep. Kevin, or Betty says that she wants to like investigate this and not give the letter to the police because it's associated with her. And it says that she is the one that can solve this like cipher. And Kevin says in response, "You are in high school, not the FBI." Which, I mean, more to come.
I'm on that one.
Yeah. So Betty decides to tell Alice about the cipher, at least not the letter aspect that associates the Black Hood with her. Just says that she was sent the cipher. And of course, what does Alice do? She publishes it in the newspaper, but she also shares it with Sheriff Keller.
Yes. She said, "Here's the cipher. I've already published it in the newspaper." Which, are Sheriff Keller's people like not reading the newspaper? I don't know. Anyways, then Reggie is yelling at Archie in the locker room for getting the football team disbanded.
Reggie has literally nothing else.
He has nothing else going on in his life. And so he tries to convince Archie to sign the like apology that Principal Weatherby wants him to sign. But Archie's like, "No, that'll make us look weak to the Black Hood." Which, okay. And so Archie suggests that they go to the South Side and make their presence known. Because Alice thinks that the Black Hood is a South Sider with an axe to grind against the North Side.
Like, this stuff has literally no evidence, because we're saying the Southside Serpents are a little crazy for just assuming that it's only targeting Northsiders. The Northsiders are doing the same thing, and they're like, okay, so the killer must be from the Southside. And it's like, well,
no, I don't think the Southside Serpents are as crazy as the Northsiders
in this episode. That's true, but they did just say they were like, "We support the town serial killer. We stan him."
They did say they stan the town serial killer, which, like, you know, not great. But
yeah, so Archie wants to go to the South Side, and absolutely none of the football players are into it. But Julie is kind of into it because he just likes a little chaos. So he's like, "Okay, go, Archie, go," because Archie wants a one-on-one with the Black Hood.
Lynn Doily truly is just an agent of chaos in this town. Anyways, then Veronica confronts Daddy and asks about what he told Archie when they had their little chat together after dinner. In which this conversation, Veronica called Archie simple, trusting, and kind. And I was like, this is your boyfriend. Why are you talking about him like he's like a puppy?
Like, what I love about Archie, he's easy to manipulate, he's dumb, he's nice, he's stupid. Like, okay, Veronica.
He's not cultured.
Veronica is slaying in this scene. She's wearing a pink skirt that has one vertical and one horizontal, like, black stripe. A black top that has like a jeweled collar. She's slaying.
I also wrote down that she was slaying in this scene. Very fun. Anyways, yeah. Tony talks to Jughead about the serial killer book that Jughead is reading because he checked out a bunch from the library at the beginning of the episode. And they start like talking about the profile of the serial killer. And I was like, Criminal Minds has gone too far.
These bitches have seen one episode of Criminal Minds and I could tell you the same thing. Anyone could tell you the same. They're like, "I think it's a white man in his 40s. Like, isn't that every serial killer?
Every serial killer is a white man between his 30s, in his 30s or 40s, who is like, has mommy issues. Like, that's every single one. I swear."
Yeah, so while they're talking, Jughead ignores a call from Betty.
He says that true crime is his crack, which was very funny to me.
So they find the post-it that the cipher was posted, so they're going to try to crack it together.
At the same time, Betty is also working on the cipher and notices that Jughead is ignoring her calls.
Damn. Fuck Jughead. Anyway, Veronica is at Archie's and she tells him that she now supports him. And she's like, the red circle can't disband. It needs to expand. I'm like, didn't you already have like the whole high school in on this? Like, who else? But we'll see what she does.
I think it was just the football team. I think her plan is world domination, and he was starting with the football team.
True.
Okay. Anyways, so Archie goes to an Army and Navy supply store to get more supplies, as Dilton Doily told him to. And he gets a bunch of weapons, and the guy lets him do it because he gave him the worst looking fake driver's license I've ever seen. It was literally like a piece of paper they printed out. It said driver's license at the top, had a picture of Archie and like a fake name, and then they laminated it.
Look, to be fair, it is that easy to get guns in America.
No, I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm actually surprised they even asked for ID, to be honest. You
know, and then he orders like stacks of ammo and a fucking bulletproof vest.
Archie's going to war.
Which is kind of scary that you can just buy that. Like,
yeah, it really is.
I think many mass shooters probably are making that purchase. So, yeah.
Archie should be on a watch list is what we're trying to say.
Well, no, his fake fucking alias is on a watch list, probably. Like, watch out for this guy. So Betty is at Jughead, or goes to Jughead.
The next day in the morning, before school, she stops by for breakfast because they didn't get to see each other last night.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, we should crack the cipher together. And Jughead's like, oh. I already started working on that with Tony, but like we can totally get going together too. And Betty's clearly very jealous and upset about this, and she suggests having a code-breaking party. And they can invite Tony and Kevin, because you know, four people makes it a party.
Gang's all here. Honestly, working on the cipher with another girl is way worse than cheating to Betty. Like, this is unacceptable. Jughead he's being a fool this episode. At Riverdale High, we see Veronica passing out many, many red circle shirts. So they're like white t-shirts that have a big red target on it. And of course, Archie's like, you're making yourself a target. And she's like, no, because everyone has one. And everyone is just taking these. And I'm like, at the beginning of this episode, everyone is like, even the librarian that Jughead talks to is like, this video is too far. Like, I don't like it. But somehow Veronica convinces every single person in the school to take a t-shirt.
To be fair, high schoolers will just take free t-shirts. Like, I don't know if you have a free t-shirt in a like on a table and high schoolers nearby, no matter what the t-shirt says, looks like, whatever, the high schoolers will take it. So
he did a really good job, because they're not just like those peep, like, you know, like unisex whatever that are ugly and like too tight. She made them like there's clearly like a women's and a men's version. She did the most. Oh, yeah. Very stylish.
She did, because she needs to be rocking the scoop neck, as she said.
Of course.
Then the code cracking party happens. And things are tense between Tony and Betty, to say the least. Betty's like, I swear, I know what's happening with this code. It's like at the tip of my tongue. I just, I know it, but I can't think of it. And Tony tells her maybe she can think of it if she let her like tight ass ponytail out. And Kevin says, Betty's ponytail is iconic and beyond reproach.
Correct. Tony, okay, you have to admit, she said, she did not say, take your tight ass ponytail. She said, maybe if you loosened your ponytail, like, that is just really bitchy. Like, I would be offended if someone said that to me. I mean, I'm not known for wearing ponytails, but it's like a little, you know, like, that's kind of a bitchy thing to say. It's not like they're friends.
No, I'm not saying Tony was in the right or anything.
I'm just saying, yeah. So Kevin snapped back and he was in the right because her ponytail is iconic and beyond reproach. However, Betty is, you know, being different, and she decides, she's like, okay, and takes her hair down. So, you know, she's ready to change.
Then they start talking about the code and what's going on around town. And Betty says that the Black Hood is a Southsider, and Tony is upset. She's not here for the fake news, as she calls it, because it is in fact 2017. And she says, here we go again with the fake news. You Northsiders and your privilege. All you do is demonize the South Side. So of course you think the Black Hood is from there. That's your privilege.
She snapped. Okay, I cannot tell what they were trying to do with Tony's character, because like, I think last episode she said, what was it? You found your safe space. And now she's like, get out of here with the fake news. But she's like ultra woke. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what's happening.
I think I wrote in my notes, wow, Riverdale goes woke at some point during this episode. Anyway, so Betty's like, I'm not demonizing the South Side. I'm just using facts and logic. and they get into a fight, and Tony calls the Red Circle neo-Nazis.
So topical.
And then says she's surprised Betty hasn't just gone out and said that she thinks the Black Hood is a serpent. And then Kevin's like, I think it's time for me to leave. Which Kevin is so real for that.
But not before Tony reveals that Jughead sits with the serpents at lunch and did not tell, and that he told her not to tell Betty about it. T. And then they walk off.
E. Also, as they're leaving, Kevin's like, can I walk you home? And she like storms past him and he says, I guess you can walk me home.
Correct, Kevin.
Kevin, I need Kevin to be protected. My special little boy. Anyways, then Archie goes to the South Side with a can of spray paint.
I cannot. He is spraying giant red circles on just like random walls, a big door, and of course, he runs into a group of Southside serpents. Makes sense.
Obviously.
They live here. And it's Fangs, Sweet Pea, and some other serpent. But anyway, they threaten Archie. Did you hear that?
No, I did not. What?
Good mic. My cat knocked down my like little marquee board, and it made a really loud thud. Okay. Revamping. So they were... Archie runs into Fang, Sweet Pea, and this other serpent, and they threaten Archie, and it gets really fucking intense, and Sweet Pea pulls out a knife, and Archie pulls out a gun.
Yeah, it was messed up. It was so messed up. He just, like, pointed a gun, and they were like, okay, God, bye, and like...
It worked. How is this not, I feel like this needs to be in the list of Archie's things. Like, what Archie, the crimes he has committed. Like, I feel like I forgot this happened straight up.
I forgot this happened too. How is this not a bigger thing in the crimes against Archie, or charges against Archie? That's what I'm trying to say.
Charges. Yeah. So anyway, it does work. They run off because they don't want to get fucking shot. And Archie's like, yeah, I did it. I won. I'm like, yeah, if you threaten to shoot people, you can probably win a fight.
Anyways, then Betty wakes up to her phone ringing because she fell asleep at Jughead's. And she's like, my mom's going to kill me, and runs off. Then we go to bio class, and Principal Weatherby and Sheriff Keller come in, and they're like, we need to speak with Archie. And Veronica's like, no, the shirts were Archie's idea. They were mine. And they're like, we don't care. We need to talk to Archie.
Do not do this until you actually hear what he's in trouble for, because like they could just be questioning about, you know, like if the punishment was going to be about the shirts, they could just be questioning him about it, you know, like why are you volunteering to get punished? Be smarter, Veronica.
Veronica's really dumb this episode.
she's bobbing. So they need to search his locker. Why? Because someone in the South Side last night saw a guy waving a gun around, and guess what? He had red hair. So Archie has no longer privacy rights, and he's at school, and don't bring guns to school, and it was him, but I just think it's funny that they're like, he had red hair, you're under arrest, Archie.
Well, they said that he knew they were a North Side high kid, like a Riverdale high kid.
And Jason's dead, so
Archie's the only one with red hair. Also, I liked during this interaction, Archie's like, well, we should talk to my dad first. And they're like, we already did. He's fine with this.
Yeah, no way. Fred was probably like, yeah, search his locker. I'm sure he does have a gun.
Like, at this point, yeah, probably search it. He's already asked if we could get a gun. He probably got one somehow. Like,
yeah. So they search his locker. He does not have the gun, but he does have a black hood. Because if you remember, when Reggie was giving Archie drugs, he wore a black hood to his house to like try to scare him. And for some reason, Archie takes that black hood and brings it to school? So it's in his locker, I guess.
I have questions, but we don't get answers for that. Anyways, and so then Archie's at home and Fred yelling at him about the black hood. And we find out that Archie has been banned from school property because Principal Weatherby's convinced that he's like a threat to other safety. And Fred's like, and honestly, I agree.
Damn. Archie is truly flopping. Like, when even your dad is like, I'm kind of scared.
Oh, his dad was straight up like, a serial killer shot me and I'm still alive and the serial killer is still at large, but I'm more afraid of you right now.
Yeah. So we see at Veronica's, Hermione walks into her room and she says that she thinks Archie is trouble and that Veronica should stay away. Probably way more in the right this time because she probably heard that he can't go to school anymore. It's kind of a red flag. And she thinks Veronica is just being loyal. But loyalty is a good thing, unless it's blind loyalty, which is what she thinks Veronica is suffering from.
Which, I have to say, Hermione is, like, actually giving good advice at this point in time. She's like, you know, it's good to be loyal. That's, like, an important thing to do. But, like, be smart about it. Like, don't just do stupid things because you're loyal.
And maybe she's loyal.
It's maybe, like,
blind loyal.
Almost like Hermione has learned some lessons in this department and is trying to impart them on her daughter. Also, I'm sorry, Veronica looks so good in this scene. She's wearing the same skirt, I think, as before. But she's also wearing her like red hood shirt. Red circle her shirt. There's too many names. Her little red circle shirt. So it's like a white t-shirt with the red circle in the middle, and she has a string of pearls, and she's wearing like reading glasses. I don't know. It just felt very slay as she's just like sitting in bed reading.
Intellectual,
someone said. Anyways, then Jughead confronts Betty in her house because he's like, you left some books at my place after the code cracking session. And I promise I wasn't snooping, but I like picked them up and this letter fell out. And who's the letter from? The Black Hood. Can you explain that?
Yeah. Yeah. So Jughead is very mad about this and is like, why did you tell me or give it to the police? And Betty does. And it's because Betty feels guilty because the Black Hood is literally making her feel guilty by saying, like, you inspired me and, like, you wouldn't have started if it wasn't for Betty's speech, which I feel like, I mean, not the best move by Betty, but also, like, it makes sense. Like, she's clearly, a serial killer is trying to mess with her, so it's hard to, like, be that critical of her right now.
True. In this exchange, though, Jughead calls her Nancy Drew meets the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Oh, that's such a fucking good line. Iconic.
So good. Anyways, this also inspires a breakthrough. And Betty figures out how to solve the cipher. Archie calls Veronica, which in what seems to be the middle of the night, but maybe isn't, I guess. We'll see later. It's confusing timeline-wise. And he's like, I need a favor. And so she breaks into the school and pulls a gun out of the toilet in the school.
Archie? No. Just no. I don't understand the logic. Like, do you think there's never a janitor that might need to open that toilet?
Why? Just first a question. Like, I know, like, Fred doesn't super trust him right now or whatever, but, like, why is he keeping the gun at school?
It makes no sense. I feel like maybe, okay, so even if you're scared, Fred is going to search your room. One, hide it in the backyard, like bury it, something like that. Hide it at Jughead's, who probably does not like deep clean his apartment that often. Like, I feel like
there are
other places that make more sense and won't end with some random high schooler finding the gun and deciding to shoot someone.
Also, Jughead lives on the south side, as far as we know. So it would have been more convenient to stash the gun there anyways after his weird little pull gun situation.
I do not understand.
Anyway, yeah. So Veronica finds it. It's wrapped in a plastic bag in the toilet, which, okay. Then she goes over to Archie's and confronts him about it. And she's like, okay, tell me the truth. What the fuck is going on here?
I also wrote down her outfit, which is the one you just described, but she is wearing a different skirt. This one is black and red plaid, so it's similar, but...
It's similar. Archie's response to her asking for the truth is him telling her that he wants the Black Hood dead, and he wants to be the one to kill him. So Archie's really on his vigilante shit.
Yeah, this is just, like, it's such a toxic idea. Like, I understand he's, like, shot his dad, and he's very mad about it. And you should obviously want him to, like, be brought to justice. Maybe you even want him dead. But, like, clearly the solution is not to have you try to fight an actual serial killer. And Veronica points out everything I'm saying. She's like,
yes,
you're being a vigilante. This is not the answer. What if the Black Hood kills you? Like, what if someone else finds the gun? Like, so many, like, relevant things he should be worrying about and isn't. And of course, this conversation gets interrupted. because they can't just solve problems. Who interrupts it? But Reggie, for some reason, that shows up.
Yes. Also in this outburst, Veronica tells Archie that she threw the gun in Sweetwater River. But yeah. Then we get introduction to the town hall meeting with Mayor McCoy, saying that she understands people are stressed, it's a stressful time, and she's here to hopefully like calm people's nerves about this. Then we get Reggie's explanation of why he randomly showed up at Archie's house with a bunch of pizza. And he says that Archie is a top-tier badass in his book because he didn't rat him out for the black hood in Archie's locker. And because of this, he's talked to the guys and they're on board to reform the Red Circle.
I'd say it's hilarious that like Reggie is the only one that has a brain. Like all the other ones are just like, right, Reggie's against it. Okay, I'm out. Reggie's into it. I'm back in. Let's like.
Love that the implication is the football team has two people who can think, and it's Archie and Reggie. Not great thinkers of the world.
How dare you? They are two absolute geniuses. But because more people need to arrive to cause chaos, who else arrives but the Southside Serpents, who are here to beat Archie up, which I must say, like, they had no idea the football team was going to be here. Yeah. Reggie's like, you chose a bad day because bulldogs eat serpents for lunch. But I'm like, you literally brought like 10 people here to beat up Archie, I guess because he has a gun, but also he has a gun. Maybe don't attack him in his house. Like, I feel like he has some vantage there.
Yeah, that's more likely to be where he has the gun. Whatever. Anyways, so then Veronica calls them troglodytes. They decide that they're going to have rules for their fight. And it's now time to draw the cat eye sharp enough to kill a man.
Because it's vigilante shit.
Because he's on his vigilante shit.
I'm glad you laughed at that one.
but before we get there, Betty and Jughead go to the library to check out a book, and Betty's like, I check this out all the time as a child. And then at the town hall meeting, Alice says they need to address the real problem in Riverdale, the South Side, and this is met with thunderous applause from the crowd.
I love this scene because the crowd just like applauds different. They applaud both sides, which I guess it's supposed to be like the town is like divided. But like, so Alice starts and has this whole anti-Southside rant that, like asking, what are you guys doing about it? They want to impose a curfew, like the sheriff and the mayor. That's their plan. And Alice is like, no, that makes us seem weak. Parallels to Archie, maybe.
She's so Archie-coded.
In game, she instead wants to shut down Southside High and use that education funds to hire more cops. I'm sorry, will these people just not have a school? Like,
Or they still need to like provide high school for them. I guess they can I guess consolidating into one school can probably save money because it's like only one building and classes could be a slightly bit larger, whatever the like justification is. You could probably like, you know, economies of scale, whatever, save some money by making the school bigger. But like,
I don't think she wants the Southsiders to go to Riverdale. I think she wants them to have no education, which is actually a right, and even in America, okay, we have a few rights.
You don't have a right to secondary education.
Betty decodes the little cipher, and it says, using the Nancy Drew book, and it says, I will strike next where it all began. Because she gave her speech at the high school gym, which is where the town hall is happening. So the Black Hood is probably there.
So then Alice continues her speech about how the South Side is awful and it keeps getting intercut with video of, I guess, video scenes of the rumble between the Red Circle and the Serpents. So Alice is like, the South Side's a real problem here. Even Fred Andrews was shot by this person. And then Fred stands up and says that she's wrong, and she is actually the source of the split within the town. And I said, go, Fred, tell Alice she's wrong. Hashtag woke.
Fred absolutely slays this episode. And I do have to wonder, like, Alice, if you're preparing this persuasive argument, which, like, we know she did, maybe ask Fred his take on the situation so you don't, like, call someone to the stand that is going to disagree with you. Like, Fred didn't even say anything until she brought him up. Like, girl, you did this to yourself.
Minding his own business. And
Alice does say that she supports Archie's video. So I'm like, okay, that's a take.
Archie just keeps, Alice just keeps a hits coming tonight. Anyways, this, like, ideological battle between Fred and Alice continues while the Red Circle and the Serpents continue to fight, with the crowd ecstatically clapping every time both of them finish speaking.
Points. One little, like, aside that happens during this is Hermione, like, is sitting next to Hiram and says that Fred might be a problem. ...
Yeah, but then Hiram says that the town loves and trusts him, which could work in their favor. So there's definitely some scheming going on here. Some schemes, they're occurring. Anyways,
Betty and Jughead arrive at the town hall, and they literally walk in, and they're like, the Black Hood is coming here! Everyone! Which I'm like, okay, I get that you want to, like, get people out and, like, save them. Is this the best approach? It's probably not, because of course the mayor and sheriff are like, everyone stay calm. Like, they're not trying to incite violence. But Betty has a plan and goes and pulls the fire alarm, so then everyone does leave the building.
Like, it's illegal to pull that if there's not a fire.
Crime. She loves crime.
She loves crime. Anyways, because she's not part of the FBI. She's in high school. Anyways, so then the fight scene between Archie's gang and the Serpents continues. Archie sees someone pull a knife and yells at Dilton to watch out. But then he gets, like, kicked and stuff. And then Veronica fires the gun and everyone runs away.
It worked.
Anyway, so Dilton was apparently stabbed in this chaos, and Reggie's rushing him to the hospital, and they're rehearsing Dilton's story on the way, which is that if anyone asks, he was just minding his own business and was jumped by a bunch of serpents out of the blue.
Smart. That would be so stressful. You're literally stabbed in the thigh, being driven to the hospital, and Archie's like, okay, focus. What's the story? But probably smart that they made one. Betty finally shows the letter from the Black Hood that, you know, mentions her to the sheriff. She's literally, like, giving it to Sheriff Keller, and Alice snatches it out of his hands, but I'm sure that she shares it with him later. But of course she needs to read it first.
Yeah. I was kind of like, why did this happen? Because you'd just be like, I solved the cipher. Like, if not, like, it could be that crazy. I don't know.
I think maybe she doesn't, like she thinks maybe if I share it now, then it won't, like, happen again. Like, just, like, mentally, I know that doesn't necessarily, like, make sense. But I'm sure she feels like she was feeling guilty about it. So after it's over and she does solve it, she probably wants to share it.
Anyways, then Veronica starts addressing Archie's wounds in his bedroom. And Archie seems to have realized the error of his ways after this and says that things got really out of control, which I said, nice understatement, Archie. that Veronica saved him. And because of her, they're all going to be okay.
It seems very much like she saves him. Like, it's like, you know, that meme of the guys getting in a bar fight and the girl steps in and is like, this isn't you. I know it's... That's very much the scene. It feels a little like Archie's like, I'm just like a man, so I sometimes I don't think, but you do have to come and risk your life to save me.
See, it was very much giving to me because it like had such strong West Side Stories parallels, like very clearly was intended to be a West Side Story situation. So this to me had like strong I have a love energy. She's just like, but I love him.
Yeah. Hashtag toxic.
Therefore, he can't be a killer because I love him.
they're feeling toxic together. For some reason, okay, so Fred sees Veronica and Archie like being cute. And for some reason that like kind of convinces him to like not chew Archie out, presumably. Like he doesn't say anything, but he just like walks away. I'm like, okay, so like he's nice to his girlfriend, so it doesn't matter that he like started a potentially deadly fight.
I was wondering that too. I was like, Fred, what's happening here? Anyways, Veronica then apologizes about lying about throwing the gun in Sweetwater River. And Archie says he's not upset about that because it was for the best, because he's afraid of what he would have done if he still had the gun. And Veronica says that he's not a killer, and they start making out. See, that's where I got the strong I have love energy from this scene.
But they do agree to throw the gun into the river. So that I mean, that's good.
Yeah, they do it. And Jughead starts narrating over this. And says that the town would come to think of this night as a turning point, which I think is like the fifth night that's become a turning point in the show so far.
And
that it was no longer the town with Pep, but the town that dreaded sundown.
Okay. But the ending scene is Betty gets a call from an unknown number. She picks it up, which kind of unrealistic, but she picks it up and it's like in a like a voice, filtered voice, is like, hello Betty. I can't do it. Hello Betty. This is the Black Hood.
I like how you think I could do that any better than you. And the answer is no.
Yeah, so Betty does not get to not talk to the Black Hood. I will say this does not have the iconic ringtone that comes into play with these calls later.
No, it didn't. It was just like vibrating.
Damn. She probably just had it on vibrate. He probably tried.
He was trying so hard and she had her phone on silent. He like missed her call. She missed the first three calls. And she was like, why does this number keep calling me?
She's like, why don't they just leave a message if they want me so bad? Yeah, so that's the episode.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts?
It was crazy. I'm sorry. This episode was so out of pocket in so many ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have much deeper thoughts beyond that.
What was your outfit of the episode?
Mine was definitely Veronica in bed with the pearls and the glasses. Such a good outfit. Sorry. She looked so good.
Veronica just wins because mine was her first outfit. So Veronica's slaying. Everyone else step it up. My quote of the episode is obviously Betty's ponytail is iconic and beyond reproach.
Obviously.
Obviously. Was that yours?
That was gonna be.
No.
But I have other ones. Let's see.
I really liked you're like Nancy Drew meets the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Mine is probably gonna be Kevin saying he is a psychopath and you're in high school, not the FBI.
Absolutely.
It was so good.
Okay. Who should we do for Kinsey scale? I have the thing up so I can check.
Do you have the list?
Who is relevant to this episode? But we haven't done yet. Alice. We haven't done Alice.
Alice is very relevant to this episode.
Okay. Do you have yours? Oh, we're doing the Kinsey scale, which is the so we never explain this. The heterosexuality to homosexuality scale from 0 to 6, ranking how gay we think the character is, essentially. Do you have yours?
Alice is a hard.
See, I always just know. Evan doesn't have the magic touch.
Mine, I think. I have mine.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Oh! Ooh. We got a little bit of a discrepancy. I said 0, Evan said 2. I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay, so, first of all, we'll learn some things about Alice's past in the future that I think are a little bit enlightening as to why I picked a 2. But she has a more complicated past than has been alluded to so far. And I think she's just a little bit deeply repressed and closeted. And that's my take. Also, her whole arc in 3 is just like crazy town. In a very, the ending resolution of that, I think, is very gay.
Okay, I'm trying to think. I don't think I agree, unless I can't remember an aspect. I'm sorry, Alice. To me, you're a 0. Here's the thing. I get what you're saying, like her past, but to me, to have that past and then end up, she's like, what do I want to be with my life? Is just like, housewife. Well, not a housewife. She's a journalist. Okay,
so she's not a housewife. Respect.
But like, she's
a career woman.
She is literally like, she screams like Christian conservative. Even though I doubt she believes in God, she probably like claims she believes in God just to defend like being homophobic. Like, that's the vibe she has. I feel like, yeah. I think she's homophobic, so I'm gonna give her a 0.
Yeah. I just think that pretending to be in love with a man for entire season simply to destroy him, that's gay. That's gay.
Yeah, not how she does it, but I respect your opinion. This is such a like a well of public discourse. Like, we could heal America if people just talk to each other as respectfully as Evan and I.
You really could. Or and I respect where you're coming from. 0, I was like really struggling between like, is she a 2 or a 0? Because I could see it going either way.
Yeah. She is not a 1.
No. And she's not anything more than a 2. Not even close.
Yeah. Okay. Please work. All right, folks. God bless. God bless America. Wear a ponytail tomorrow. Don't
remember, Betty's ponytail is iconic and beyond reproach, and so is yours.
Aww.
You can reach out to us, let us know what your thoughts are on the episode. We'd love to hear from you. Hear what your favorite iconic fits of the episode or your favorite quotes of the episode are. You can reach out to us at Cheryl's bwords@gmail.com. or you can tweet at us at Cheryl's Bitches, or find us on Instagram at Cheryl's Bitches and TikTok at Cheryl's Bitches as well. So that is cherylsbwords@gmail.com if you want to send us an email, and Cheryl's Bitches on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Check us out, please.